in that very funny situation he was in, he let go of this stick, suddenly it's a dragon, and God will tell him, pick it up. And you know Moses. Moses is no nonsense. Do you understand? Me pick it up, this is a dragon. Verse 8. Have no fear, pick it up. Rumi will say, you know, have no fear is not for everyone. It's for someone who has this fear. I remember the fear he started to feel, and you thought that poor guy, he has to endure that fear. Then visit the sheikh and everything be explained to him. No, that fear is necessary. Because if you don't have that fear, you cannot be put in rest. And you know what is putting in rest in Arabic? Iman, faith. Because having a rest of heart is what faith is. Being in peace like that, you say, listen, over there once they said, have no fear. Have no fear is for someone who has the fear. He will explain it. Fear ye not is the hospitality offered to those who fear. That is proper for one who is afraid. And
when anyone is afraid, they make him secure. They soothe his fearful heart. How should you say fear not to one who has no fear? Why give lessons? He needs no lessons.
Yeah, okay. This is a very good question. Let's say by a very good chance, suddenly you are riding a plane and chance is sitting beside you. Okay? What is the first thing he should do? The only thing he does is put in faith in your heart, right? He says, okay, he will do it if you have some fear. And you're a fearless creature. So how could he do that? He will not open a conversation with you. If you have fear, he will say, I'm fear, I'm chance here, nothing will happen. But you have no fear, so nothing happens to you. That's how it works.
He made that disturbed mind of good cheer and made his desolate heart flourishing. Afterwards he addressed to him subtle discourses and spoke of the holy attributes of God.
And now Rumi will play a small trick with you. I told you this is your story, right? This is you. Coming here, you want to see the other side, right? He explained it over there. Now there are stages. But before all of that, and at the end of this story, Rumi will somehow compact all the sayings of this book that he's going to tell you in a jar, in a small. He will make a very small sandwich for you to taste all of it, if you could. Very systematically he will say, what then, if you are a good fellow, you are there to accept this and understand this essence, and you have some fears, they will give you something, they will teach you something. Now, these are those things that you will learn. Listen carefully.
And of the loving kindnesses of God to the Adal, in order that he might know Makam and Hal. The Hal is like the unveiling of that beauteous bride.
Nicholson noticed that. He cannot change that word to presence. Or present, or something. That's hal. Remember that feeling that we were talking about? And of course, Omar will teach him the hal. Because there are the places for maqam, means the places for standing up and being counted, and there are this hall, a very changing hall. He will explain that hall and that maqam to you. And there are feelings and passions that you're going to experience, and there are places that you should stand upon. Okay? There are things that you should really believe in 100%, and there are these feelings, this passion in you. He's teaching them both. And both are necessary because they complete each other. Here he will explain it.
The hall is like the unveiling of that beauteous bride, while the maqam is being alone with the bride. The unveiling is witnessed by the king and by others as well. At the time of being alone, there is no one except the mighty king.
Means, listen carefully, there are two different stages here. First is unveiling the truth. Unveiling the truth will be done in public. Everybody could experience it. Because the truth could be unveiled. But being alone with the beloved, because suddenly here is the arus. You know what is ors? It's marriage. Being alone with the beloved you married with is maqam. Means, yes, you could start with a lot of passion here, and passion happens to everyone. The passionate part of this, everybody could feel. But that standing positions is something that you should be with God. You should be with pure justice. That's the best state to be. Awliya, the people, the Insan al-Kamil, is like that. There are points that they stand upon. He taught them both, yes?
The bride unveils before commons and nobles. In the bridal chamber, the king is alone with the bride. There is many a one of the Sufis who enjoys hal. He that has attained to maqam is rare amongst them. He reminded him of the stages traversed by the soul, and he reminded him of the journeys of the spirit, and of the time which has been void of time, and the station of holiness which has been majestical, and of the atmosphere wherein the simur of the spirit before this has flown and experienced grace.
Are you listening or having a nap? Because suddenly it's out of this universe. It's compressing the data more and more. First he went about the Sufis, which, yes, they experience the horror. But those who know the maqam, what says maqam to you? What is maqam? It
sounds like everything.
Now I'll try to bring some families of the word in your attention, write down these words. First, when you say maqam, normally, recently, you refer to the post somebody will occupy. For example, somebody is the dean of the faculty. This is maqam. This is a degree of authority in a system. That's maqam. By itself, maqam means where you are sitting or you exist. In your ID card, they write down your residency address, right? Mahalle iqamat, the place of iqamat, means living